Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Ferrari Podcast. I'm your friend, the name of Carmelite, Frank Ferrari, K. Father Nick, was reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk a little bit about the recent document from the CDF, the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith. I know I said in last episode we're taking a little break from the Interior Castle, hopefully next week or right at the beginning of Easter. We get into the 5th, 6th, and 7th dwelling. They're a little denser, and I want to wrestle with them a little bit more to be able to glean what it is the Holy Spirit maybe wants me to share on this podcast and able to, you know, obviously I can't cover all the dwelling places in depth because it's a 7-minute, I try to make it a 7-minute podcast or less. That's the Frank, Frank Friar. So there you go. But so I'm just wrestling more on that, and preparation for Holy Week is taking a lot of time and et cetera, so I apologize. But one of the things that, you know, if you're not aware of this, the CDF just, you know, was answering a question that was given over to them by a bishop or a group of bishops, and it had to do with the blessing of the same-sex union. And pretty much the response said, the church can't do that. And... you know, a lot of like all priestly, you see in a lot of commentary, you know, a lot of different articles, whether on the right or on the left, progressives, liberal, all these sort of things, these factions in the church. And if you're not aware, there's many factions in the church. So I hope this is not a surprise to anybody. But if you actually read the response, you know, and they are, the response is wrestling with giving a liturgical impression to that kind of union. The church doesn't want to give the impression of it being some sort of liturgical act, i.e. like this is an actual marriage or something that is, you know, sort of a facsimile of a marriage even, et cetera. So the church, we just can't, you know, we can't do it. It's not the church's ability to give a blessing in regard to same-sex unions. But one of the things that struck me in the response is, you know, there's not, it doesn't say the priest, it says the church, the church, the church, the church, the church, the church. And last time I checked, this is just me, the church is more than just her priests. Okay, the church is a royal priest, this is full of priests, a royal priesthood, not just the, you know, ministerial priests, you know, those that are in, that have received the sacrament of holy orders. You know, so there's, in this, I'm not going to give a definitive answer here. But it's, you know, we have to wrestle with, like, what about also for the lay faithful who might be participating in these sort of things too? Because I've read a lot of comments and social media things saying, oh, well, if the priest being, you know, the ministerial priest aren't going to do this, you know, they're not going to do these sort of things, then, you know, I'll still give my blessing. I'll still do this and I'll still participate. Well, the document is the church, you know, and we all, those that are, you know, have received the sacrament of holy orders and those that have not, you know, all of us that are baptized members of the church, you know, we are the church. We are the church, not just I as an ordained priest. We are the church. And therefore, we have to wrestle with the reality of what it means for us to, you know, how are we to, was, does our participation in these sort of actions of people that we may love and care for, what does that mean for us in our faith if we are to, you know, if we, people are participating in these things or people are not making the choice to participate in these things and et cetera, you know, but I just want to put forward that caveat to get us to wrestle with our identity as the church, you know, because that's, you know, it's not radical. It's the church's teaching. It's not surprise. This is nothing new here in terms of, you know, the church sees the act of homosexual sex as a sin. That's nothing new here. It's throughout the scriptures, it's throughout tradition. You know, the action of that, no surprising. But as that document reminds us, we respond with love, we respond with compassion, we respond with care to people with same-sex attraction, to people that identify themselves as homosexuals. Like, we are called to love them, to care for them. If they need care, if they need our support, we support them to the best of our ability, you know. But if that means, like, you must say okay to what I believe is right, just, and fair, well, the church, we can't do that, you know. Like, that may hurt people's feelings, but, you know, like, when it comes to an action that's sinful, we have to call it sinful, you know. That means we also have to respond with care and compassion to sinners that are seeking healing, you know, and we have to be open to that. But I was just struck by the document that it just kept saying the church, you know, and that means that it brings all of us, you know, all of the baptized, into wrestling with this reality and wrestling with our, you know, presence amongst people that have same-sex attraction in our life. Okay. You know, I have many people that I call my friends from my university days that I'm still in contact with, that I would still call my friends. They are, you know, they are homosexuals. I have some people that are transgendered. You know, people that are friends in my life that are transgendered, I, whenever they need my support, my care, they need my open ears, they need some guidance, et cetera, I'm there for them. When it came to them wanting to transition, you know, I told them, I can't give you a blessing for this. Like, if you want me to say okay, I cannot say okay. But if you're having issues in your life and you need an open ear, you know, if you're sick and you need help, I'm there. You know, for all these other things, I'm there. But if you just want this, I'm not going to be able to give it to you. And we've had some slobber knocker conversations, but we've been able to still maintain that friendship. You know, they're not willing to change, and I'm not willing to change, but there are still, you know, points of contact in which we can have these conversations, and we can still be present to each other. We can still, as Francis, our Pope, encourages us to do, there's still these points in which we can have aspects of accompaniment. You know, like, I'm so, you know, they know who I am. They know I'm a priest. They know I'm a Catholic. You know, they know I'm serious. Obviously, being a priest, I'm serious about my faith, you know. But they also are aware of, like, well, he doesn't say I'm going to burn in hell. I don't tell anybody they're going to burn in hell. I do not get to cast anybody into hell. But I do remind them that we all have sinned and we all need forgiveness. We all need to make amends for our mistakes. We all need to admit our mistakes. We all need to admit our sins, and et cetera. You know, but I also aware that, you know, sometimes they just have rough things happen. And as Jesus received the woman caught in adultery, who did not willingly come to Jesus, she was thrust before Jesus. They know that, you know, they can just come and they just say, I just need to talk. And I said, well, I'm here to listen. I have open ears. God gave me to them. They're still working just fine. And what do you need? You know, and I just listen away, and et cetera. So we've all got to wrestle with these sort of things. And I'm putting these things forward because Holy Week's coming. And this is a good time for us to reflect upon our identity as the church. And that's something I gleaned. You know, I'm still wrestling with the document myself. I'm still going over it. I'm still praying with it. That's why I didn't put up anything on social media up tonight. I didn't make a video. I didn't make, you know, it's, you know, I like to sit with these things. I like to pray with these things. I like to allow, you know, as best as that I can is, you know, Spirit, you're speaking here, what's going on? And just that notion of it's the, you know, the document is in reference to the church. And that means we all have to wrestle with this. We all have to say, what's going on here? We all have to be made uncomfortable by it, you know, because we're all being called to conversion. And I just want to put that little insight out. I know Ascension's, the Feast of the Ascension's the day after this. You know, we're all being called to heaven. The Lord desires all to be saved, as we are told in the pastoral letters that St. Paul wrote. You know, and this document may help us to, all right, we need to wrestle as our identity as members of the church. And what does this mean for us? And what does this mean for, you know, each and every one of us as individuals who are seeking to live our faith? So I put this out there, no definitive answers, just a insight, and I hope it helps. I know this stuff is not fun, and it makes us uncomfortable, but sometimes we need to be made uncomfortable. You know, and that being made uncomfortable takes us to the periphery, as, again, our Holy Father Pope Francis reminds us. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm waiting on and praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help me out. And if you want, you can get more of my content over my website, thefrankfryer.com. There on my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find videos I've done. You can find things I've written. You can find great ways to get a hold of me. There's different social media things. You can email me through the website. All that through thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. I know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.